Podcast Rangers, gonna watch Amazon Season 2. Enter the Amazons! Now I know the words!
Welcome everybody to another episode of Enter the Amazons. I am your host, Pinkcaster Lightshed, and I am back with Bluecaster, Yellowcaster, and Orangecaster has returned. Are you not busy anymore, Noble?
Yes, I'm here. I don't have to get up at like 8 o'clock, or not 8 o'clock, fuck, what was it, like 3 o'clock in the morning today.
No,
I'm
holy good. Fuck.
Fine, yeah, fine. Going down, like, down to bumfuck nowhere to put flowers on graves because Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah. Americans do that thing.
Stupid dead people?
Whoa.
I was like, is that what we're leading towards?
I mean...
Not as dark as this episode.
Yet
not as dark as it could have been.
Oh, come on, that was really impressive what I just did.
That was just good timing.
I mean, with the way that the episode was cut, there was one part that seemed darker than it was, yeah.
So...
Welcome to the 5-hour episode of Enter the Amazons.
So, we're talking about Amazon's episode You, Under Wraps. And holy shit, did we get a lot of fucking context.
This entire episode was literally flashbackception.
But this episode was rated R because, you know, it's episode 21.
No, it's rated U. For
cue the roll call.
No! I'm not doing that again! I did it last week.
Yeah. Wait, we don't actually cue the roll call?
No, I mean, like, last week intro. I put in the intro again.
Yeah, and your intro song annoys me so fucking much that every time I listen to the episode now, I turn down the volume until I just hear, and then I turn it back up to listen to the rest of the episode.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Ouch.
No,
that's hurtful.
No.
Would you like to record that song?
Sure, I'll do it.
Great, now I have two reasons why not to listen to that
song.
Eugene knows the words!
Well, we have a special intro that we're going to do for the final episode of Enter the Amazon, so surprise!
And we also have the name of that episode chosen, which we won't spoil.
We have an intro.
Is it episode Zebra?
Yeah.
No.
And you guys didn't tell me?
Well, what? We'll tell you after. We don't want to spoil our audience for
that. That's like keeping us... Fuck, man, I live
It's like keeping a thing with a thing!
It's like not being able to come up with a simile.
That's like me not going to the fridge for a day. It's like, what the fuck did I miss?
It's like, why do I even exist?
So... This was a heavily Jin/Connor Amazon Alpha episode.
This was literally...
Fuck.
What? This is what happened.
This was literally a heavily
This is Memento the episode.
Sorry?
This is Memento the episode.
What the fuck
this
is
that? Amazon season 1.5.
Okay, basically, for those that don't know, Memento was a movie that came out, I believe, in 2001, in which it's about a guy who doesn't really remember a whole lot, but basically we keep going to flashbacks. So, which, this episode's this flashback after flashback of, like, shit happening.
It sounds painful.
It is painful, because if the guy doesn't, like, write it down, he'll completely forget it.
Okay.
Forget what?
Exactly.
Thank you.
I just love that one shot early in the episode where, like, just after Jin finished killing some random Amazons, he comes back with, like, their pulsating LED light hearts.
Yeah, just like, boom, 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 boom.
I want one of those.
Not an over! Eating tonight!
And I'm just like, hey, look, he's Reaper. Those look like souls.
But, it seems that the effects of Tlaloc have been, like, taking a huge toll on him, so...
They've been taking a Tlaloc on him?
Yes,
I couldn't worry about it. I was gonna make the joke, but I couldn't word it right, so I just let it slide.
That's what I'm here for.
So, like, you have to remember that he's a human who implanted Amazon DNA into him, so...
And wow, did he implant Amazon DNA into something else this episode?
Oh boy. No, but...
Wow!
No, but he, So the reason he's not completely dead yet from, like, the effects of Tlaloc is because probably of his humanity, so...
Just poke. You're human!
Yes, what? He could have been, like, didn't reject his humanity.
Could have been a
not
giant
yet.
Lizard.
No, and Jin, actually, my favorite line from Jin in this whole episode was literally, "To protect humanity, I must abandon my own." I fucking loved that line.
I'll be honest. I was a horrible person when I heard that.
But yeah, Jin just starts fucking Nanaha.
Well, okay, first off,
I thought you were leading into a sentence, but no, Jin's
just dying.
Jin just starts fucking.
He's going crazy. He fights Haruka a couple of times, and like at one point, I thought like Haruka was gonna like kind of like mercy kill him to like end his misery, but
we knew that wasn't gonna happen.
No, of course
he showed up.
No, yeah. But you think that would be the thing he'd do? Just be like, okay, you've suffered enough.
I think the idea was he was working up towards that.
The quote,
I think that's probably going to be something that's going to happen later on in the show as an actual
Omega
thing.
Is going to end the Alpha.
To quote Transformers Animated Episode 42, Endgame Part 2.
I don't even like that you're going there.
Optimus Prime has Megatron right on his deathbed. And he's like, what are you waiting for?
Literally, he's in the hospital.
Yeah, he's like, what are you waiting for? Finish me. Optimus slams down the weapon right beside his head. That would be the easy way out. You don't deserve it.
I thought you were made of sterner stuff. Instantly gets killed by Megatron because he doesn't kill people.
So, like,
my reference was better.
But here's, like, not that I approve of going off in this really ridiculous tangent, but what the fuck proper end was he after?
Huh?
Like, what, how did, if killing Megatron outright wasn't the end he deserved, what the fuck did he want to happen?
A fair trial.
It's like Batman and the Joker. Batman doesn't kill the Joker, even though Joker has killed millions of people.
Because when she puts, like, handcuffs on Megatron...
And if it ever came to that, Megatron would walk into a courtroom and blast everyone!
Well, no, he no longer has his cannon. He's, like, weaponless.
Anyways, fucking tangent over.
So, can we talk about the one thing that we were all not hoping for, but then it ended up happening?
What?
Oh, look, she had a baby! Please don't tell me. Haruka. Shihiro. That's the name of the baby.
Fuck.
Okay, so...
Oh, Gar's leaving.
Gar has had a huge problem up until this episode about why there was only a 5-year time skip, how Chihiro had come to be, how he was Jin's son, and only how 5 years had passed, but he looked like he was straight up 16. Because he's the... He's Steven Universe! He ages abnormally, and he's half human, half something else!
Oh, fuck!
God damn it! What? And it's his fault everything else happened!
So, wait.
That is true.
So
everything for season 2 is his fault.
So, Jin is Rose, and Nanaha is Greg?
Yup!
Okay.
No. Jin is Greg, and Nanaha is Rose, because Jin survived and Nanaha didn't.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
Then who's Lars?
Nagase.
While we were watching this whole episode, like, Ishii's just seeing, like, we see, like, Nanaha, like, taking care of, like, Chihiro's a baby,
including,
and then, like, she's
including,
like,
including
oh,
breast,
you,
including
yeah,
breastfeeding,
yeah,
by
like,
the way.
Oh, you got teeth now. Ow, my finger! Drop of blood falls on the baby's lips. Oh, and just eat
you
the whole time.
We have just witnessed a baby that is thirsty for human fucking flesh.
Yep.
So, Anna?
What?
I don't know. I thought we were going to make a joke about Raven having a kid.
No.
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 What, Anna, Indigo Casters and Amazon?
Can it?
No!
Are you sure? Like, she can become a badass?
No!
I would love to just call Raven right now on his phone, just have him on speaker. Raven, yeah. And I think Anna's an
Amazon. Has your child tasted the blood of humans yet?
Anna's
That's
an
a real tech question to ask!
Anna's an Amazon.
She's an Amazon.
Okay.
God damn you.
And that is the name of this episode!
I didn't even fucking finish that sentence!
Yeah. Leave it, Enzo!
God damn
you. Yeah.
I hate myself
now. We just need to ask Dane.
I actually finally made a joke that I hate myself
now
for.
Now we just need to ask get Dane and Evan's permission if we can use a picture of Anna. And
no.
We'll put an Amazon head over it.
No.
No, Dane.
We're not doing that.
Dane, just put a picture up of her with Anna so we can just Photoshop Nanaha and check your face over.
No. We're not doing any of that.
Yeah, so then he grows up into Koguma Sky Blue, and then, and then you just see him, like, we don't get to see him actually, like, eating his Now on a Hot, thank God.
Thank fucking God!
Yeah, no, I don't think they would have shown any.
Oh my God! Thank you for this mercy!
But yeah, we see the aftermath, and we see, like, the extermination team come in, and then, like... Sport. No, but you see him, like, we see, like, before he's about to eat her, you see him about to, like, kind of... Like about to like on her arm or whatever like that, and I just go, I'm a bear.
Why would he be a bear if his dad's a lizard?
Hey Gar. What? My hunger is like a bear.
Because he's hungry like the wolf.
Because you're always like the courage is like a bear.
I don't get any of
it. I don't get that either. I just say it.
Oh, I thought I was quoting something.
Yeah, a blooper.
The other funny joke we were coming up with was like. After Jin finds out Nanaha's pregnant, this is like, what, you didn't wear protection? I was wearing the belt.
Who are you, Vegeta from Team Four Star?
No.
But you said you were wearing protection. I was wearing my armor.
The fuck's a condom?
But what you're going to do is become a real dad and, you know, support this family. Flies off into space. That was like 5 months ago.
Another thing we didn't realize also was... Jin goes to visit, like, his old, like, scientist buddy, and we...
The guy who's played by Hojo.
Hojo.
And we didn't realize that that was Eiyu's father.
Well, you guys, and then, you know, you look at the image, and it's like, you look at his picture frame, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, he's like, yeah, I have a family, cuts the picture of, like, him with his, like...
Two daughters,
one of them being Eiyu, and I'm just like, oh. Also, we got to see Eiyu, like, pre-Zomber.
That isn't a flash...
Yeah, it was a flashback.
It's a flash...
What would you call this? A flashback? Like, a flashback. This whole entire episode's a flashback?
Let's call this whole episode
or
a flashback.
Or, like, past
movie.
Tense episode.
Regardless, this episode just illustrates that everything that has ever happened now and forever is Jin's fault.
Which goes
his fault Hojo, I don't know his actual name, got infected. It's his fault that he subsequently destroyed his whole family in Eiyu. It's his fault Eiyu was then eventually revived as a Zomber.
Does that mean...
I mean, technically it's Chihiro's fault because it was Chihiro's DNA that converted the doctor into the Amazon.
But it wouldn't have still done if Jin hadn't had a fucking tantrum.
But does that mean after 8 years... It's no longer Decade's fault? After 8 years of it being Decade's fault, it's now Alpha's fault!
Technically it was Forte's fault because he had to make friends with the Amazons.
You know why it's all Jin's fault?
It's because he's the Alpha.
I was cooking, you stole my thing.
I know, I'm sorry.
What I was getting into was... He's Amazon Alpha. Alpha meaning beginning. He's the start of it all, which means Haruka, who's the Omega, will end everything.
Correct.
Fuck you, Toei, you clever bastards.
It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come.
Oh my God.
If you'd watched Logan, you would know that song.
I don't.
It was during the aftercredit.
I know.
And, you know, working at a movie theater, I learned that song word by word, but not anymore.
I watched Logan.
We watched Logan, or I watched Logan for the second time. It was sad. It was depressing. It was fucking tear-jerking.
Dad X24, though.
I'm just glad that everyone wants to kill Chihiro now.
Hooray!
Yay! We can kill the useless character.
No, and what's...
It's like, man, I really don't like this character. It feels like you're just giving him all this stuff. He has a new belt. He has all these cool weapons. Oh, he's the reason the world fucked up. Okay, yeah, kill him.
Yeah,
and what's interesting is apparently when Chihiro tried to eat Nanaha, apparently she turned into an Amazon too, and like because you saw the extermination team like gunning down an Amazon, and pretty safe to say that was her.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to be like you.
What's her name? Spider-Man's girlfriend. Redhead.
Gwen Stacy?
Mary Jane?
Oh, Mary Jane Watson?
Yeah, she got Mary Jane, you know? You got that radioactive jizz, bro.
No, that was Gwen Stacy in alternate timeline.
No, that was Mary Jane.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
I don't care!
I remember the 90s
Gwen
cartoon
Stacy
when Mary
got
Jane
the,
didn't exist.
Yeah, she was just a body of water.
Yeah, Gwen Stacy got banned by Spider's Web.
She's got a pretty dude.
I'm gonna fuck a
pretty.
Fuck a pretty.
But yeah, so then we find out like how Jin got like lost a bit of his eyesight because like he had like an intense battle with Haruka, and then Haruka literally like slashed at his eyes
because he almost kissed Haruka.
Oh yeah, that too. We like almost got some fucking Alpha Omega kiss action.
Like their heads were so close together. Jin puts out his lips. So I'm like, oh okay, this is what the show's turned into.
You
okay,
know what? There's a thumbnail.
Yeah. It, like in the middle, it's just Enter the Amazon.
Yeah,
it has to go over their lips. That way, it looks like they're
kissing. Hey, wait! If Nanoha turned into an Amazon, does that mean that Jin entered the Amazon? I can't even finish my own jokes anymore.
Bravo, Ichi.
And that, my good friends, is the best joke in Enter the Amazon.
Hooray, I peaked! It's all downhill from here!
And that is the reason why this show is called Enter the Amazon.
Can I make
21 episodes in!
Yes!
If she was pregnant, do you think he yelled a violent break before taking her virginity?
Okay.
It's break. If he was really violent with her during the act, he would have called it a violent punish.
Yeah, I was going to say violent punish.
Do you think he turned into an Amazon during the like course of the
sexual interaction? No, that's what happened as he jizzed. He just but, Amazon
like, hurt! Or like as he clapped
Amazon!
His head like
you don't even look at me with your giant green empty voidless eyes during.
Yeah, why don't you look at me during?
Okay, what the fuck did this episode come to? Oh shit! I just.
More like when did this episode come in?
We are so mature! Come insider!
This is funnier than the time at the Channel Awesome Q&A where Nash got a book about how to cook with cum. One of the guests was like, let's come to a conclusion. And Nash was just like, go home. Go back to the hotel. Go home.
Another interesting fact is, Jin does not know that Nanoha is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because I think it was either at the end of the episode or in the preview for next week's. He's like, oh, where's your mother?
I ate her. Oh, no, I'm going to definitely kill you.
Yeah, it's like, boy. Oh, you smell like Nanoha. Yeah, you're my son. I'm going to kill you. Dude.
Oh, yeah. So we come back to present day, and he's like, yes, hear the ending theme. I'm like, wait, that's the end of the episode?
Nothing happened. It was just flashbacks.
What are you saying at the end? You're saying about, like, Jin, like, you know, seeing, like, brightness and stuff.
So, at the end of last week's episode, when we saw Jin on the beach with Nanoha, everything that was dark or, like, gray and stuff turned, like, the light was shined on it. Everything was colorful and stuff.
It applied an Instagram filter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in which we all thought it was, like, oh, that was when he, like, became blind. But then at the end of this week's episode, when everything was colorful, we see Nanoha on the beach. The wave goes back, the wave comes back in, and everything turns dark again.
And she's gone!
And she's gone. Which indicates that was the point in time when Jin realized Nanoha was pregnant with their child, causing the world to basically, you know, look better as like a shining future. But now with Nanoha gone, the world has become dark again. So in which there is no longer...
Also, he's blind.
Like, there's no... Like,
he needs
no
seeing
point to
seeing
eye
Amazon.
Just pairs up with a dog, Amazon.
Woof, bitch.
I'll kill you last.
I need you to see.
No, woof is on.
Also, it was really cool.
Bark is on.
It was also really
terrorize.
Stop.
It was also really cool seeing like Jin like on his Amazon killing spree. So like some of them were like begging for mercy, and Jin's just like,
lol, nope.
Lol, yeah, exactly. Lol, nope.
This is Guyver Dark.
And then like he killed like a butterfly Amazon, and then like you see them like. A bunch of Amazons, like, go back to Mamoru and Haruka, whatever, and then it just, like, dies right in front of them. Mamoru's just like, why the fuck is this happening? And then just looks over at Haruka, why the fuck haven't you killed him yet? And he's like...
I'm working on
it. He looked real pathetic! I thought I'd get over it!
No. He has Jin on, like, Jin on his deathbed. Beholding, and scene. Just walks away.
I'm seeing...
Wait, that's it?
I'm seeing...
No,
nothing
no,
good
wait. You guys talk while I look up the scene.
Okay.
I think they're going to pull a thing where Jin's not going to just get killed. He's going to, like, die from straining himself too much.
Yeah, maybe the mutation will, like, resurge. Oh, you know what will probably start triggering?
No, but, like, he's going to strain himself so much to the point where his body just shuts down.
I think what will start his downfall is finding out Nana's dead. Because she was, his only salvation.
Yeah, that's going to fuel rage.
So you said that, Noble, that his body's probably going to shut down?
Yeah.
So are you saying it's going to die set down?
All
right. Oh, that's a good one.
Die shut down.
This is what's going to happen.
Even though he's not technically dead, his body's going to start to, like, break down like the Sigmas do because he's been the Alpha for so long.
Maybe.
Anyways. All right. So this is what's going to happen when Haruka finally has Jin, like, on his way out.
I mean, that's basically what he's doing already.
Pretty much is
fuck this tree! Fuck this rock!
Fuck all this shit! And most importantly, fuck you!
That's pretty much what he did, because, like, he had Jin on the floor, and he was just like, yeah, I'm gonna walk away.
No!
I loved seeing, like, the smile on Jin's face when Chihiro just goes, Dad?
Oh my god, seeing Jin smile is a treat no matter what it's
about. Yeah, and like we even see like a photo of him with like Hojo or whatever like that, and he's like still doing his like fucking smile, and it's just great.
I ended humanity!
No, wait a minute. Back with the other motivation, this is how Jin feels about Chihiro.
I love Speed Racer Father. You were saying, Noble?
I'd like to think that when Chihiro said dad, Jin's just like, oh yeah, you're the motherfucker I'm killing today.
Yeah,
this
pretty much.
Gonna be good.
Oh, that's right.
Oh good, a child to kill.
Oh yeah, call me daddy.
You know what, because of that, I can't call, my kids can't call me daddy, they gotta call me like bra or some shit.
Also, I have a feeling that it's gonna play out like this. Jin's gonna get, or Alpha's gonna get killed by Omega, and then Omega's gonna get killed by Nia.
Even though
his dad wants him dead, he's gonna avenge his dad's death. And he's gonna do it by fucking punching him through the stomach again, like Jin has done twice now.
I will consider this show a massive failure if Chihiro manages to kill anyone important. Just saying.
No, he pulls out a gun. He does the cheat move to kill someone.
All he's done so far is proved to be absolutely incompetent at everything.
Hi. Only watch here.
Oh my god.
My father was a rampaging Amazon.
No.
And my mother died when I was...
Why?
It's Lion King.
Because he's been aging fast, he's still kind of like a child. So, like, you know, he's... That's why he, like, wants to get in Eevee's pants so badly, because it's like, it's like a kid trying to be, like, friends with a girl or something like that.
That's a piss-poor excuse.
Yeah, that's like trying to say that the Tokusers are children. Oh, wait.
Except that made sense in context.
Tokusers best Sentai.
Chihiro this is a different show with a different tone. Chihiro's just a terrible character.
Yeah, this was an American show.
Sorry, hold on. Go ahead, Noble.
I also like how technically Omega is like Neo's like uncle.
Yeah,
kinda.
Like, beat the shit out of him for no reason.
Uncle Hark!
And we're all one big Amazon family. The Amazon.
Well, most of them Amazons. One of them was murder.
You're reaching real fucking hard for that.
Amazon.
That doesn't even go well.
Okay, yeah, now.
Coming up next, after this week's episode of the Amazon Family, it's Amazon Babies.
Oh, yeah, that joke came up. Because we see Chihiro as the baby. It's like, oh, yeah, he's an Amazon.
Amazon Babies. They want to eat your flesh.
Everything okay?
Yeah, Daddy. It's a Chihiro's mustache.
Or goatee thing.
This is
the
stuff that we let fucking Amazons do. These are the things. These are the things we let Amazons do. Fucking Amazons.
Wait, I've got
holy shit!
Amazons eat flesh.
Oh. I'm like, wait, what? See, that's making Tim Hortons reference.
No, Subway!
Now we, now we need the thumbnail to be the Subway logo and just Jin's smiling face.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm an Amazon.
Ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm eating it. I'm eating your mom.
I'm eating you.
And then Noble's just on the other line, just taking off his headphones, like, oh my
no,
god, what
I'm
the fuck
here.
Did I get into?
Well, you think Donahan was a good amortizer?
Wow.
Amortizer,
It was the only thing I could come up with. You guys were stealing all my gold.
We're going back to the dirty jokes because you said come. All right.
No, we're done!
Are we done?
Yeah. Next week, new Omega finally happens.
After 10 fucking episodes.
Director Lady's back!
And the episode is called Vanishing Wing.
Vanishing Wingu.
He may be your father, but he ain't your daddy.
Oh.
I would like episode W just to be called episode what?
It just occurred to me that Ichi and Lei just both got my reference.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, both of you guys saw that.
Guardians 2, bro.
Yeah, just Haruka. He may be your father, but he ain't your daddy.
I mean, technically, Tachibana's been more of a father than Jin has.
So, some people are probably just sitting there listening to the episode being like, wait, what?
Yeah, you know, like the orange guy in the room.
I mean, you're not in the room.
I mean...
Man, you're...
Wait, you still haven't seen it?
Thanks for breaking the immersion for all the listeners.
Go see it!
Man, Haruka, you're like Kamen Rider Ichigo. Was he cool? Yeah, he's cool. Fucking Kamen Rider Ichigo, y'all!
Yeah, and Chihiro, you're like Kamen Rider Ghost. Is he cool?
So much worse.
Yeah.
I'm not Ghost, y'all.
No, yeah. So we've got Haruka, who's, you know, who's Kamen Rider Drive. Like, you know, really good show, really good character. He's cool. Then we got Jin, who's like Kamen Rider Guy, who's just like this fucking awesome god tier fucking character.
Why are we doing this?
Then we have Neo Amazon, Then we have Neo Amazon, who's like Ghost. Shit.
What?
Why are you like going to the lengths of comparing the characters of a Kamen Rider to entire other series?
Because this is what this episode is. We're going to the lengths. For jokes.
No.
Insert joke about penis length. We're done!
If I can say anything about Amazons right now,
it's that we watched it.
We did watch it.
Go watch Ultra Ranger, episode 3 coming soon.
Next week.
Wait, is Spectre gonna be in Joe Superhero, whatever the fuck?
Spectre?
Joe Superhero Tyson?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Spectre's in it with Team Genmu.
Because I thought of a very horrible, dirty joke just then. Dive too deep.
Dive too deep.
No, okay, I was expecting the Haruka come out and be like, it's my kid, you know.
Cue another Mori.
No, just
Bennett.
Yeah, you just see Haruka like, I'm the dad or whatever like that, and then Mamoru's like, no, I am your father.
I'm the one who drilled her, mole.
I choose Mamo, because his head is kind of shaped like a dick. Yeah,
Chihiro, didn't you ever wonder why you always have a hankering for hamburgers? My God, you're right.
Everyone fucking
look at your nose right now. It's just a drill.
What the fuck is this episode coming to?
Okay, we're done!
Are we?
The greatest episode of Mori ever.
You are the Amazon!
As always, you can find our primary source of hijinks at castranger.podbean.com.
I can just see them on...
Holy shit, this was a good episode.
I can just see them on Mori just like... They transport and put on their belts or whatever like that, and just like
Amazon.
They yell out Amazon, but it's censored. Just
beep. No, guys, you're losing the perfect joke.
The security
joke.
Guards are
they
holding
both,
them back.
No, the security guards are Amazons.
No, you guys are missing the perfect opportunity. They both get up, put on their belts. Jerry.
Oh fuck.
Conrad or Amazon Jerry.
Amazon,
he's an Amazon.
My father is an Amazon, and my son versus my son ate his mom.
Check out our Facebook page. Facebook.com/RScastRanger.
One more thing!
Come to us at NC Studios. Check out our Discord.
Yep.
Give us money on Patreon.
Oh, yeah, baby.
There's a failed fake start for this episode on Patreon this week.
Only people who donate $5 can see it.
That's arbitrary.
Would the Jerry
but okay.
Amazon be a mouse?
What?
Would the Jerry Amazon be a mouse?
God damn it!
No, Tom and Jerry.
I got it. I got it.
I completely forgot.
All right.
Thank you and good night.